It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to Border Crossings on the Voice of America in Studio 4 here in downtown D.C. on a beautiful Friday. My name is Larry London. Happy to be with you once again for an hour of requests. If there's a song you'd like to hear, Felicia's sitting in the chair today, and she'll be happy to take your request at 202-619-2077. Give us a call, and we'll put it on for you. Here's a request from Nigeria. Julia Sayuba Monday called in to request Taylor Swift and Shake It Off. This is Border Crossings.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. I go on too many dates. But I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the player's gonna play, 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 play. And my haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
Sings Voice of America, Julia Sayuba Monday in Nigeria requested Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. The lyrics have players gonna play, haters gonna hate. Well, she got sued by an R&B singer named Jesse Brom, who says he wrote that song, or at least songs with those lyrics, a number of years before Taylor Swift capitalized on those lyrics in her song, Shake It Off. And he sued Taylor for $42 million. And that lawsuit is still in the courts, still being discussed and still in existence. But, you know, probably the end of the day, she'll prevail because she's got her own melody and maybe the lyrics are the same. But, you know, if the song doesn't sound the same, you know, it's hard to protect lyrics these days. I mean, you come up with words, everybody uses words. You can't own words. So we shall see how that all works out. Taylor's new album, Reputation, comes out November 10th, and she has teamed up for the first time ever with UPS here in the United States. They're famous for their brown trucks. However, they're going to have Taylor Swift's album cover put all over the trucks. And they're promoting the new album Reputation with UPS trucks driving around. So if you see Taylor Swift's face on a UPS truck in the United States, you're not imagining it. That's a campaign for her new album. A couple of other bits of news about Taylor Swift that I'm going to share with you. First of all, there's a report right now in London where the Victoria's Secret supermodel concert is going to be taking place November 20th, that a permit was requested and approved for Taylor and Harry Styles to perform together. Very interesting, because Taylor and Harry once dated. So, is it possible? Sure, it's possible. But neither of them are saying anything right now. So we shall see. November 20th is that big concert. Taylor recently sent flowers and a note to a police officer, female police officer, who was injured in Las Vegas in the shooting rampage that took place over the weekend. 59 lost their lives. 500 or so were injured in that terrible tragedy that took place right after a country music concert was going on in the front of the Mandalay Bay Hotel Casino Resort in Las Vegas. But Taylor just decided she was going to send a bouquet of flowers to this police officer and say thank you. She does those kinds of things. She also recently wrote a check for $250,000 of her own money, and she sent it to her friend Kesha to help pay with her legal bills in that very famous, very much publicized lawsuit against Dr. Luke. So that's the kind of person Taylor Swift is. Taylor also has said she would not have played the guitar had it not been for this next guy. Like so many other people in music, he inspired and touched them in so many different ways. Best friends with George Harrison. In fact, Tom Petty was inducted in the Rock Hall of Fame in 2002, and he inducted George Harrison into the Rock Hall of Fame in 2004. They were that close. He wrote songs, I Won't Back Down, for the Traveling Wilburys with Roy Orbison and George Harrison himself. He wrote many, many songs, many, many hits over the years, played the Super Bowl halftime show a few years ago. He died this past week on Monday at the age of 66, just days after completing his 40th anniversary tour with the Heartbreakers. Here's a request for Tom Petty for Chris in Kuwait. This is called American Girl on Border Crossings.
She was Yeah, it's Chris Brown in the building. And right now, y'all checking out the main man of the hour, Larry London.
I don't know why I even try. Cause you don't want this no more. I would rather leave before I hurt you. And I would have died long ago if I ain't had my faith. I see you starting to hate me. I see it in your face. My home don't feel like home. Just like my heart is empty. You changed your number on your phone. So when I call, you ain't gotta listen. And all your girls think that I ain't. And they the same ones lost in the club. And bitches is basic. Now I'm number one that's lost in love. I can't take it. I'm on a knee. You're gonna see a grown man cry.
You gon' let me drown. I see you happy now. You're the life of the party acting now. Ain't seen you in months. You ain't called me once. And all your boys say that I ain't. And they just say I was lost in the club. Niggas is basic. Yeah. And I'm the one who lost in love. And I can't take it. I'm on my knees. Don't you hate to see me.
Crossings, Evelyn Gamia requested that for Ghana. That is Chris Brown and Brandy together on Do Better here on Border Crossings. A couple of bits of Chris Brown news. His ex-girlfriend and his daughter, Royalty's mom, Naya Guzman, is now going back to court seeking custody of baby Royalty, who's, I believe, 3 years old now. But apparently she's not happy with what Chris is doing when with their daughter, and the bad-mouthing of her and things like that that she's against. So she's taking him back to court to try and get custody of a little Royalty. I hate to see that. You know, kids are the innocent victims. They get stuck in the middle of all this stuff. Chris Brown also has announced the release date of his upcoming eighth album. The brand-new album is called Heartbreaks on a Full Moon. And for Chris Brown fans around the world, the release date is October 31st, Halloween. By the way, Evelyn celebrating a birthday along with her sister, Jemima Gamia, who is in Ghana. So happy birthday to everybody who's celebrating a birthday today. We're happy that you guys are tuned in to Border Crossings. On Facebook, I got messages from Lily Ando, Brian Cabasso, Mawunya Adusu Amedeker, Let's see. We heard from Dalaba Kala Labador, who's a new listener. Barakat Ambi is a new listener. Etienne Habu Mugisha, who's in Rwanda and is very excited about the fact that Border Crossings is coming to the airwaves of Rwanda at 5 p.m. local time. And that's going to be happening on November 6th. So we're very excited about that. Janine Tesfaye checked in with us as well on our Facebook page. I heard from Cletus Clarks and Moses James, Christian Ira Dukunda Nizaramba, and Bien Daniel also sent us a little message. So thank you for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Mark Emanuel's just checked in. And Vincent Maloba and Ilgin Frasina Sabo is tuned in. Bartle Bart Horvat and Donna Pever. We thank you all for letting us know where you're listening at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Here's a Bob Marley song that Eric Clapton later recorded and had a huge hit with. This is a request from Nigeria, Mvungonyi, who's listening. Mvungonyi, this is Bob Marley, and I Shot the Sheriff on Border Crossings.
One day the bottom of the drop out. One It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Lord, make me a rainbow, I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be. No, ain't even gray, but she buries her baby. The sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. If I die young,
they are the band Perry. It's a sister and two brothers, Kimberly Perry, Reed, and Neil Perry. And they are from Tennessee. That is a request from Yadasto in Kuwait, listening to 96.9 FM. And that's called If I Die Young, one of the biggest hits from the band Perry, which came off their self-titled album in 2010. And in February of this past year, they announced a new album. And they said, for the first time in our career, we're putting out a pop album. So they're following in Taylor Swift's footsteps, I guess. The new album is called My Bad Imagination, but they have not given a release date. So they are working on this new album, My Bad Imagination, from the band Perry. I want to say hello to Meshach Quarshi, who is tuned into the show today. We heard from Christia Ruther Kalisa, Solomon Abugri, and Daniel Aryite. They're all tuned in and turned on to the requests and dedications. I want to remind you, coming up this Monday, it's Columbus Day. It is a holiday here in the United States. The federal government is closed, but we are going to keep on churning out the hits. And on Monday's show, I've got a special for you of the greatest duos of all time. So Monday's program, we have assembled a collection of the best duos to release pop music in the last 50 years, I guess, or so. So we got the Everly Brothers, Simon and Garfunkel, the Righteous Brothers. If they were a popular duo, you're going to hear the show Monday, the greatest duos of all time on Border Crossing. So we got a special feature for you. And on Tuesday's program, I have a chance to sit down and talk with a 60s rocker who's still churning out songs these days. One of his good friends, Chuck Berry, died this past year. And he decided he wanted to record a song to honor the memory of his friend Chuck Berry. His name is Freddie Cannon. And so Freddie Cannon will join us on Tuesday's Border Crossing show. So make sure you're tuned in next week. We've got some great shows coming up. Also in the future, you're going to hear Dolly Parton. We've got the young lady from Panama who wrote Despacito. Her name is Erica Ender. She'll be joining us. We've got the Nelson brothers, Ricky Nelson's two sons, Matthew and Gunner. They're coming on the show. So a lot of great interviews coming up in the near future. So make sure you tell your friends to tune into Border Crossings every day. Here is a request for our friends in Ethiopia as Shegar FM is still partying, still celebrating this week their 10th anniversary at 102.1. Mehdi Bry wants me to play Ethiopia's favorite son. So we're going to do that for you right now. Here's Teddy Afro and a song called Ethiopia.
Mas
It's Border Crossing with Larry London on VOA 1.
We'll be right back.
Crossings. And from Bakersfield, California, that is Korn. And a request from Bartle Bart Horvat, who is in Zagreb. He says, dedicate that one to my friend Alex Vukovic. And that is Korn's song called Narcissistic Cannibal on Border Crossings. And I told Bartle, we'll gladly play a little bit of heavy metal for you every once in a while. And he said, no, that's not heavy metal. I don't know what you'd call it if not heavy metal. Those guys refer to themselves as a heavy metal band, so obviously they're in agreement that it is heavy metal. Thank you, Bartle, for checking in, listening to Border Crossings. Joseph Gabetti, Fozy Tefo is also tuned into the program. Zachlin Cholo Zahar is listening as well to Border Crossings. I heard from Lily, who wanted me to say happy birthday to her brother today and congratulations to her cousin, who was called to the bar. Now, in the United States, when you say you're going to the bar, that means you're going to become a lawyer. It could just mean that her cousin is going to have a drink. I don't know. Was called to the bar. Hey, come on over to the bar. It's happy hour. I don't know. But anyway, Lily, there you go. And Vincent Maloba also checked in. So thank you so much for going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and sending in your requests and your shout outs. It's always great to hear from you. Don't forget the phone lines are open. About 15 more minutes, 202-619-2077. And we are live in most parts of the world. In some places, we're an hour delayed, like in Ethiopia. We're 1 hour later than 1500 Universal. They put the show on at about 1600 Universal, so we aren't in the studio at that time. But if you're listening to us at 1500, then we are live at 202-619-2077. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Coming up, we've got a guy who goes by the name Shaggy, and he has since the 90s when he recorded a bunch of hit music. And this is for Okongo. Okongo's a listener from South Sudan, and he wants me to play Strength of a Woman. Shaggy's working on some new music, and he performed at the opening ceremonies of a big cricket tournament in Pakistan in February at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. Here's Shaggy on Border Crossings.
This one goes out to all my women, you know, my strong women. So amazing how this world was made. I wonder if God is a woman. The gift of life astounds me to this day. I give it up for the woman. She's the constant wind that fills my sail. Oh, that woman. With a smile and a star, she'll protect you like a child. That's a woman. She'll put a smile upon her face and take you to the higher place. So don't you underestimate strength of a woman. This morning, I got up with a scent of a woman. Just picture if you would what life would be. Ain't much good without a woman. She can nag and be a constant pain. Oh, that woman. Those hips, she's got me whipped, and it's just too hard to resist. What a woman. Hey, she'll put a smile upon. Strength of a woman.
her when we meet. God bless the ground beneath her feet. She can take you on a high, be a comfort when you cry. But if you look into her eyes, you'll see the strength of a woman. Strength of a woman. She'll put a smile upon her face and take you to the higher place. So don't you strength of a woman.
You're listening to Border Crossing. I'm Santana. Stay in your heart and peace on earth.
My Spanish Harlem Mona Lisa.
Crossings. That's the rock guitar genius of Carlos Santana, who's got a whole bookshelf filled with Grammys at home. And that song is called Smooth from the Supernatural album, and that features Rob Thomas as a vocalist for the song Smooth. Juma Shakur in Nigeria requested the song. People are wondering, what happened to Rob Thomas? Where did Matchbox 20 go? Where did Rob go? Well, Rob Thomas has been taking time off to take care of his wife, Marisol, who had a brain tumor removed about a year ago or so. So he's been at home taking care of her, nursing her back to health. He's put everything on hold. And that's what Rob has been up to. As far as Santana is concerned, he still continues to play and tour. And being the kind of guy he is, he has donated a lot of money to charity. And recently wrote a check for $100,000 to the Mexico Earthquake Relief for Kids Fund. And he's also participating in the big GoFundMe page campaign that's going on in Las Vegas, where Santana's been a regular performer at the Mandalay Bay Hotel, where this tragedy occurred last weekend. And with 59 people shot and killed during a country concert, country music concert, and then 500 plus were injured. Santana made a public statement this week and said he sends his prayers out to everybody. And he's playing at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay and starts up again in November. But the GoFundMe page campaign has already raised about $4 million for the victims and the families of that terrible tragedy. And speaking of Las Vegas, these guys are from Las Vegas, Imagine Dragons, and a request from Gawuja in Ghana. This is Believer.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail. I'm the master of my sea. Oh, I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Hey!
Border Cross sings Believer. That song made a believer out of a lot of people. In fact, that song is the second longest running number one song on the rock charts in Billboard history. 29 weeks it spent at number one on the rock chart. Just 1 week shy of 21 Pilots' Heathens, which was number one for 30 straight weeks. That's Imagine Dragons' Believer for Ngauja from Ghana. Tuned in to 98.1 FM. I want to say hello to Melissa Kaplan, who just checked in. To Border Crossings, thank you very much for listening. I hope you had a great week. Don't forget, on Monday, we have the best duos of all time. And on Tuesday, it's Freddie Cannon. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer. Thank you, Felicia, our director. And thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. I'm Larry London. You're listening to Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.